Welcome to this special edition of Something from Nothing, a podcast that typically focuses on the creative process and the individuals involved. This week, I'm going to preview the upcoming Lowertown Arts and Music Festival by giving you a snippet of one of their songs and a little background on the artist. The festival encompasses a kickoff on Thursday evening, then most of Friday and all of Saturday. There are art booths spread out all over the roads in Paducah's historic Lowertown neighborhood. In addition, two stages will be showcasing music. I'm Justin Lewis, and this week I have two most outstanding public radio employees to help me preview the upcoming music as we record from historic Studio C at WKMS. First is Asia Burnett. In addition to my high opinion of her music taste, I've yet to hear a better public radio voice. Thanks for joining me, Asia.
Aw, thank you, Justin.
And the other person on the mic is the incomparable Tracy Ross, who has been so gracious in letting me host and him play the guest role. Tracy is expert all things music, especially in this region, and is the perfect person to help shine some light on the bands coming to Paducah. Thanks for being on the show, Tracy.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Without any further ado, let's start with a band who formed right here in Murray and has since moved to Louisville, Big Atomic. The guys will be playing on Thursday evening during the kickoff show, which will be hosted outside the Columbia on Broadway Street. Being in Murray, both of you probably know these guys. How would you describe their music?
Well, they're definitely a band built for playing, I think, outside in a festival setting. They're a really fun band. There's a lot of good time vibes in their music, I think. I don't think I've ever seen the audience not bob up and down when they play.
They're really jammy, and I have to give a special shout-out to saxophone player Shannon Vetter, because that sax, man, that's where it's at. I love it.
All right, well, let's play a little clip of their music right now. Here is Big Atomic. Another very local group that will be performing is Groove Lane. I've actually not seen these guys myself. Tracy, what do you know about Groove Lane?
They kind of reminded me of a kind of a Lake Street divey kind of a band, you know, like the good time, get up and dance kind of groove. I love the vocalist. Am I being too simplistic, Asia, in that is my comparison?
No, I think that sounds good. I don't really know much about them either as a band. Where are they from?
They are out of Paducah. They're not like some of the heavy Paducah trafficked bands, but they are based out of Paducah.
Yeah, I'm really kind of surprised you don't hear about them playing out more in the region, because they seem like that just about any kind of audience would enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is with that, but I'm looking forward to getting to see them for the first time myself. So here's one by Groove Lane.
Relax, you're mine.
While we're on the topic of Kentuckians, let's go ahead and talk about Joan Shelley. She gets some play on Sounds Good from time to time, I believe, and has also played in Paducah before at Maiden Alley.
So she's from Louisville, although I think it's interesting because when people talk about her, like NPR and stuff, they always mention Appalachian folk, which I really wouldn't consider Louisville kind of. But she does have that really, I don't know, Joni Mitchell kind of vibe. She sounds like Amy Mann to me. That's probably not fair, but the vocal quality is very similar. It's very simple, acoustic. She's got that guitar player with her. What's his name? Nathan Salzberg, I'm going to say. Okay. What I wrote down here after listening to the song, because I know nothing about music, unlike Tracy here and Justin, if she was your mom, you'd never cry at bedtime or when you scraped your knee. That's how you feel listening to her folk tunes.
Her music is very sparse. I mean, in a lot of it, she doesn't add a lot of unnecessary flourish in the studio. It's mostly just, a lot of times, it's just her and a guitar, or maybe her and a couple of guitars. And so it puts a lot of the focus on her voice and her lyrics. And luckily, those are two of the finest strong points of her as a recording artist. So when I say that I'm surprised that she has achieved the amount of relative fame she has nationally, it's not a negative. It's a positive because she's such a pure artist, and it's very rare that they don't have to do anything to their sound to make that jump. But she certainly hasn't changed musically except to become even better as a songwriter.
Do you know what time she's going to play at Lower Town? Because it's a very, you know, soft,
it is pretty
down
chill,
tempo kind of.
Right. She is playing on Saturday. And she's playing on the big stage, but I don't know the time. I don't have that in front of me right now. But, it is very laid-back music, and there's nothing showy about it. Like you were saying, Tracy, it's kind of like at a family reunion. All right, what are we going to do? Let's get out the guitar and play. You know, there's nothing fancy or showy. So without any more talk, let's just listen to one of Joan Shelley's songs. Privileged to have Joan on my podcast before, but there are a few of my past guests that are going to be performing at the festival, one of which is the yet-to-be-aired episode with Patrick Carrico. Patrick has a great story of how he got to Paducah from Hollywood, California. He has a very unique style of music that he has termed California country.
So he came from Hollywood to here?
Right.
And he's stayed here?
He has stayed here. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't think West Kentucky is a place that would lure people from Hollywood, Tracy?
I think it's beautiful. I just think it's ironic that stereotypically so many people want to make it and go to Hollywood, and you've got somebody who came from Hollywood and made it here. So yeah. You just never know, right?
He's a great musician. I look forward to seeing him perform on the big stage. So here is one of Patrick's songs.
Say that you love me. I would say I love you too, so true. Say I have fallen hard in love with you, so true. We are
On the main stage Friday evening will be the band I personally am most excited about, a quartet of string musicians who go by the name Hawktail. Hawktail was on my show last season, and they got on my radar due to the fact that I'm a huge Punch Brothers fan, and those two bands share a bass player. A former coworker of mine, she has a daughter who is besties with one of the members, and long story short, I was able to get an interview with them in Nashville, which was a lot of fun. Musically, they are a band that is primarily instrumental, but their skill it really holds my attention, to say the least. It's highly entertaining and just captures you, even without the vocals.
Yeah, I'm not, shockingly, probably to no one who's listened to me program a show, not a huge bluegrass expert. And in what they're doing now, bands like Hawktail, it's kind of newgrass. I mean, they're kind of branching out and doing their own thing. But the thing that strikes me, and what I like about bands like this, is how it almost harkens back to a classic jazz group. You know, each of them individually so talented, and then together the music that they make is really transporting, you know.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Asia, are you familiar with Hawktail at all?
I haven't had the privilege yet. I'm looking forward to hearing their song.
All right. Well, here we go then. Let's hear one from Hawktail. This is Unless from their album, Unless. So from Hawktail to another back-end named band, Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. What should a festy expect from these guys, Asia?
Oh my gosh. Is there a better name for a band, first of all? It was fun looking these guys up. I think the only word you can say is funky. In the bio page for the singer, I thought it was really interesting. She said that George Clinton came to her in a dream for her to write the lyrics to one of the songs. So that gives you a little bit of insight there. Shaft is the show that comes to mind, you know, shut your mouth kind of thing. And also in one of their music videos, they had a jazz flute, a literal jazz flute. So that was like pretty crazy to me. Very Anchorman. And I'm looking forward to seeing these guys. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a movie called PCU that I wouldn't expect either of you to know about, but George Clinton and P-Funk play a big part in this movie, and it's set in, I think, the early 1990s, so well past the 70s and the heyday of him. But when they entered into the high school gymnasium and started playing, I think that's going to be a similar experience to what's going to happen at Paducah when this band starts playing. Because you're right, Asia. It's like you're transported back to the 70s at the heyday of just this great funk, and the audacity to actually feature jazz flute with a straight face and pull it off is stunning.
Now, I don't know if they'll bring their flutist with them from
I believe
that
they
video.
Prefer to be called flautists.
But I'm definitely looking forward to getting down to them. And what night are they playing?
They're playing Saturday night. They're the headliner. Big, Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. So, yeah.
We'll be there.
So looking over the acts, was there anybody out there that you thought, I can't wait to see them on the list?
Yes, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. I hate to immediately compare them to someone, but I got a big Devil Makes Three vibe, just in the sense that both of them are trios. They both kind of harken back to old-timey music, but with a lot of energy, and I think they're really going to get the crowd worked up. I'm excited to hear them.
Yeah, that'll be Friday night. The last band that plays on Friday night, I believe. So, yeah, that'll be a good slot for a high-energy band.
Everybody hail, everybody hail. We just came to raise a little hail. Everybody hail, everybody hail. We just came to raise a little hail.
Well, I always like to hear from some of the local folks. Wayne Harper is playing, and Melanie Davis, and Fate McAfee. Like, I mean, some really solid local musicians who deserve to have people come out and hear their music if they haven't heard them before.
Are Melanie and Fate playing together or separately?
It looks like they're playing together.
Okay, so that's... if you have not, anyone listening, if you have not heard Melanie and Fate play, it's a treat. It really, really is, and you should make a point of being in attendance when they play.
They will be playing Saturday, and I believe they'll be playing on the side stage, which will probably suit their aesthetic and their sound a little bit better, just the two of them, and very stripped down, kind of simple.
Yeah, you know, their styles individually, they're not incredibly similar as songwriters, but together, those styles meld really well. It's a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah, they really have something good going on there.
Well, I walked in strong and wild as a bear. She came in and I settled in, and she walked to where I was at and said, this is my first time seeing you. I get a feeling that it ain't gonna be the last. She started talking about schooling, all the time she'd spent abroad. I was lost between her syllables, thinking, oh, sweet God, if we weren't in this coffee shop, baby, darling, you and I wouldn't need to be saying a word.
Are we not going to do any shout-outs to the food trucks or the wonderful art things that we'll see?
Well, I was, but since you jumped the gun.
I'm sorry.
Then please tell me what you're looking forward to with the food trucks.
Well, they always have those corn on the cobs that are like the spicy kind.
Well, I'll just say that I will be sampling at least two, if not up to four different kinds of barbecue as per every year. So
there's always plenty of barbecue to be had. There's going to be a couple of beer tents with local breweries and one from out of St. Louis, I believe, Louisville, kind of that regional, and then some wine options as well. So in addition, there will also be children's activities. So there's really something for everybody May 16th through 18th in the Lower Town Arts District. There's also even after parties, which will happen, one of which will be at Old Dusty Dog and also the Smedley Geyser. So all the details about locations and times are on the website, which is lowertownamf.com. Thanks again to WKMS for letting me use Studio C, and thanks Asia and Tracy for their willingness to join me on this special edition of Something from Nothing. I'm Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.
Oh!
Cool.
It's pretty easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Easy as pie.